Empowering youth through entrepreneurship.
Empowering youth through entrepreneurship.
You are listening to the Empowering Youth Through Entrepreneurship podcast, powered by the APSA Business Day Supply Development Awards, giving small business suppliers a seat at the table.
Welcome to this special series in association with the APSA Business Day Supplier Development Awards. Despite concerted efforts from the government, private sector, NGOs and other key stakeholders, the impact of the pandemic appears to have hit the youth the hardest. Youth are our future, and joblessness amongst the youth represents a very real human and social pain that actually threatens both our economic, social and political stability. My name is Mdiwa Gabaza, writer with the Business Day and Financial Mail, and for this discussion, I'm joined by Chief Procurement Officer over at APSA Group, that is Vusi Fele, to discuss empowering the youth through entrepreneurship. Vusi, greetings. Always great to talk to you.
Greetings, Mudiwa. It's a pleasure to talk to you one more time. Have you been well?
No. We have been very well on this end. And I think today's discussion is looking like it's going to be quite a great one. You know, particularly as we talk about the youth issue, we often hear about youth unemployment, and definitely getting people to be starting things of their own is one of the ways to be addressing that. So from that point of view then, Vusi, what can be done to actually facilitate youth entrepreneurship and economic participation in the broader African economy?
Mudiwa, I think the youth, the topic of youth entrepreneurship, right, is quite an important one. Given that if we look at our own African continent, we have the blessing of the continent being young, which then which in terms of your demographics and the age dividend, if you were to put it that way. And then I think it's incumbent upon us to find all ways to develop youth, to integrate youth into the mainstream of the economy. Therefore, if I think back, one of the roles I play is I'm a board member of Junior Achievement Africa, which is part of the Junior Achievement Worldwide, which focuses on youth and development, starting working with schools, because developing the entrepreneurial mindset does not start when I am in the graduate or postgraduate. It starts very young. Therefore, with Junior Achievement, what we do, which I think helps me in the work I do as well in terms of the broader supply development, is to then integrate entrepreneurship and education at primary, at high school, and then at the different age groups into universities and post-universities as part of developing the entrepreneurial mindset and attitudes, because not only education, that a professional education that lends us to be successful as businesses. We have to look at both education to develop the hard skills, but also look at the orientation, which then depends, which also is driven by stimuli around the environment that we grow up in. So in Africa, if we're to then say we are focused, amongst others, to really be deliberate in igniting entrepreneurship, starting with youth, so that as we grow, as a young people grow up the age, and also in terms of their social growth and impact, they've got the right exposure. So they would, that also help them to be able to distinguish between those who go into business as a form of necessity, than as opposed to those who go into business driven by identification of opportunities, investing opportunities. Because the difference between the two is, if I go into business as a form of necessity, when that necessity has been addressed, I might as well go back to employment. But if we develop mindsets of people being able to identify opportunities, which is what the entrepreneur drive is, you identify opportunities, you provide solutions to challenges, and then you get profits out of that.
It certainly does sound as if there's a lot going on, Vusi. And one of the things that I like that you said is just highlighting that issue of getting the right exposures. And a lot of the time we see that many small businesses have been able to grow their enterprises from the support of interns and actually find themselves taking these youngsters on as staff members, you know. So part of the question is this a viable option for Africa to rapidly scale, you know, youth employment and then subsequently maybe even get more people to be interested in things like youth entrepreneurship? Because people often say it's better to work for someone first, see how an industry or business actually operates before you step out and do something of your own.
Yeah, I think you are in the main definitely the issue of us exposing young people to the working world, because when I am outside of any environment, I might not understand the fundamentals or the intricacies of that environment. So I think our programs of the YES program, amongst others, employing youth as an exposure into business, as exposure into the working world, then has got an added advantage of triggering through experiential learning, triggering a young person who has got an intention to go into business later on the line. They can see how the struggles of a small business, as we say, if we absorb them into employment, right? And then say that within that, they get also experience in terms of work ethics, how to ensure that you absorb yourself in attaining your goal, but also how then do you react to challenges? Because most of them are not. People who have not had the experience, they will go out and say, I want to start a business, and they develop wrong products or wrong services without understanding even the industry or just the basic the requirements of quality, the basic requirements of time as delivery, the basic the requirements of making sure you've got business plans. So by working side by side and in being absorbed into formal employment, this gives them a better exposure and a better startup amongst others, right? In terms of saying, when I want to do business, what are the challenges that businesses are facing out there? What things are made to put in place administratively, procedures, compliance that they will get exposed to? So for me, I think that's great. And it also then helps, in making sure that once I know that when I become an employer, I'll be able then to behave better in employing and selecting the right people to support my business to grow.
Mm. And perhaps maybe a quick follow-up to that, Vusi, is that, you know, when you're talking, you do sound like someone who actually understands why all of this stuff is needed, the exposure is needed, because it helps to frame a person's experience and mindset around a particular industry, gives them exposure to how certain businesses work, all of that stuff. But do you think, you know, understanding the youth and what they need, you know, do you think corporates, you know, understand all of that stuff? And if not, what can they actually do differently to actually cater to this particular market?
Well, I think with regards to us as corporates understanding the dynamics of youth entrepreneurship, right? For me, it's not divorced from overall entrepreneurship approaches when we develop small businesses. The difference will be perhaps if I start today, I'm a small business person, yet I'm of a ripe age. However, with youth and the getting youth into business and corporates developing programs that attracts youth entrepreneurship, one, you must understand that when we approach young people, they've got the energy but they lack the experience. So therefore, their ideas may seem far-fetched. That's why then in developing programs for youth entrepreneurship in the main is to then not focus on the type of person as a young person, or focus into their status and background, and then maybe political connection or business connection, is to say, is the idea that they are presenting at the feasible, right? If secondly, is the idea scalable? And then say, in their presentation, because they were so instead of looking at their sometimes mismatched presentation, look at the basics of the idea they're presenting and start identifying the characteristics of that idea. And then we work it backwards to then say the type of people required, or the young people required, to then hone their skills with, and match them towards now the genesis, right? And ideation processes to give that the business project more legs, i.e. from commercialization, from prototyping, and then say then what finances are required behind that. I think for me, as corporates, we need to look use that lens, because within that, if then we've got the right type of character as a young person who can grow and match their type, the product, and match the market, I think then that's a winning formula.
No, certainly is. And one of the things that you did mention just now, which I'm quite interested in, is you said, you know, someone who's very new and inexperienced versus someone who's of a ripe age, right? And, you know, someone might actually be listening to this and asking themselves, you know, what is the right age? Because global statistics indicate the most successful businesses are started by people in their 30s, you know. So can a younger entrepreneur succeed, and if not, what can they do to actually increase their chances of success?
Yeah, it's quite a very important question that you're asking there, Mudiwa. For me, it's the age, right, is a continuum. But if we talk about dividing the stages of business development vis-a-vis youth, right, I said part of my other role in life I play is encouraging young people from small age to try to be self-sufficient, and then also secondly grow to towards creating employment opportunities by themselves, i.e. through businesses. So through JA, Junior Achievement Africa, if you look at what we've also studied, or some of the research that we've done, people that are from age 10 onwards, right, up to say 14, it's usually an awareness stage. And then what you do at that stage to develop the entrepreneurial mindset is to ensure that you stimulate the attitude towards savings. Because a business, right, which was the mistake we see to even with established businesses, people get a contract or win a contract, they suddenly think they've got 100,000 rand, right? However, they don't think about what I will need then to invest into the new order, the next order coming up. So by developing a savings attitude from young age, it helps also with business orientation down the line. Right? And then secondly, when you look at now between ages 25 upwards, right, you look at anchoring the work ethic, anchoring the mind to identify opportunities, the mindset to ensure that a person is able then to look at a challenge and then start developing solutions. So the reason why then it might seem that from age 30 onwards, it becomes easier and it starts to harvest fruits of the initial investment and become successful in business, is because at that age, you have had your own experiences as a young person. You have started to identify what can work and what cannot work, even things that you are attracted to and behaviors that are adverse towards you. Then you start accepting those. So, but without the foundational stages of developing a business mindset, savings, playing Monopoly, as been said, right, which then develops negotiations, develops selling and buying skills. Without those exposures, it becomes a problem. Even if at 30, you will not. So I think for me, the current call of to make to us as parents, I mean, I use that game, the game like Monopoly, as been said, right? For me, that's one of the main games to develop an attitude of success and develop an attitude of entrepreneurship, because you have money at your disposal, you can either make it a success or not, right? You can also attract fines. So it exposes, it starts in training in their mindset, success towards the future. We need to ensure that, as I said, key things for to take away is we need to ensure that we select young people, right, that have got the business motivation than just survival motivation. Secondly, we need to ensure that we understand the financial support that is given to young people. It must be in the context and become adaptive in terms of so that we grow in stages of their success, of their project scalability, than saying it's a finance project that fits all elements, right? And lastly, I think the other thing I wanted to relate today in our minds is the issue of networks for young people now, that young people make sure that you are networking rightly. You have the right networks between family support, but also have formal networks that in terms of business organizations and exposure there too. So I think that would then trigger and help us as Africa to grow our youth into successful businesses. On that note, I thank you, sir.
I certainly agree with that point around networking, because sometimes people actually say that your network is your net worth. And, you know, sometimes people that have been in the world of work long enough do really do understand that it's not about what you know, but who you know. So very important point that we do end off there. Once again, thank you so much to Vusi. He is the Chief Procurement Officer over at Absa Group, giving us thoughts, insights, and talking points just around empowering the youth through entrepreneurship. Now, remember that the Absa Business Day Supplier Development Awards celebrate companies using supplier development to build thriving, inclusive, and transformative supply chains. They encourage supplier development, foster sector-wide skills transfer, promote industry collaboration, and provide an annual benchmark of supplier development and good practice. To join the growing network of companies that are contributing to a sustainable economy through supplier development, simply go to www.sdaawards.co.za today.
The Absa Business Day Supplier Development Awards celebrates companies using supplier development to build thriving, inclusive, and transformative supply chains. They encourage supplier development, foster sector-wide skills transfer, promote industry collaboration, and provide an annual benchmark of supplier development good practice. To join the growing network of companies that are contributing to a sustainable economy through supplier development, simply go to www.sdaawards.co.za today.